Welcome to the Life of a Gentleman podcast. Journey with us as we discuss the life of a gentleman and how we can gain more respect and confidence with lessons in life, etiquette, and personal style. Each week, we will bring engaging discussions, thought-provoking interviews, and tips on upgrading your personal style. We are all a work in progress. Let's take this journey together. Let's live the life of a gentleman. Welcome back, everyone, to another edition of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. I'm Richard Taylor, an award-winning author, apparel industry expert, and business owner, and I'd like to personally thank you for listening to this podcast today. Thank you for taking this journey with us as all of us are working together, striving to make continual progress and living by the gentleman's code. If you would, could you please take a moment to subscribe to The Life of a Gentleman or to leave us a review? It would mean so much to us. It actually helps us to reach other listeners that are interested in this kind of information. Also, before we get started today, I wanted to mention something that is upcoming. I wanted to let you know that I have a new book that I'm working on that is titled The Mindset of a Gentleman. Now, over the next few weeks, I'll be whetting your appetite about this book, and hopefully it will be released soon. So if you have any questions or any topics that you'd like to see included in the book, The Mindset of a Gentleman, please email us podcast@harrisonblakeapparel.com. Also, in the next few weeks, we'll also have some interesting updates that I'm sure you're going to want to hear about. Other people on the podcast are working on some new projects, and we'll be rolling out that information as it becomes available. So stay tuned for that in the future. We're not going to stop just with the podcast. We will be giving you lots and lots of quality information that you can use. And with that being said, I'd like to give a warm welcome to my co-host, Charles. Charles, how's it going?
Oh, it is going well. The podcast is going well, but not only that, we're expanding the brand. We're engaging within the public. We're having seminars, and the response is incredible. So I am doing well, and it's good to be with you, Richard.
Yeah, I'm glad that we get the chance to do this podcast together. A lot of people don't know. We've go back years. Charles and I have been friends for about 20 years. And
wow.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be working with someone that's close to you on a project like this. So it's always a pleasure to get together.
Yes, it is. And today is no exception about some quality things that can help us to be better.
Yeah, you know, I mentioned at the outset that all of us are on this journey. So we're all growing. We're getting better by listening to the podcast, reading the books and the information. And so we're probably experiencing some new opportunities in our life. And one that comes to mind is new employment. And so today I thought we'd tackle job interview questions that you're likely to receive when you step in there and face the firing squad. I didn't mean that. I mean when you're facing the interviewer.
Not the firing squad, but the interviewer. But
yeah.
If you're prepared and you come in with guns blazing, then both of you guys can be equal, or you can even be ahead.
Right. There's no need to be scared. So we're going to give some good tips, because I know a lot of times, you know, getting that interview is exciting. But then when you get there and you show up at the office, and sometimes there's 3-4 people staring you down, you start to get a little nervous. So let's hopefully help everybody out today.
Yeah, and it's funny because you talked about those interviews, and we're going to talk about some questions that may be asked to us when we're on an interview. But it takes me back when I first was in a position where I had to hire somebody. I know you've hired somebody within your position, and it takes me back to the first person. And I was so scared. I was so nervous. I didn't have the preparation that I needed, or I didn't have anything or the tools to be able to interview someone. So guess what happened with this person?
I'm not sure. Did you end up hiring them?
I did end up hiring them. But it didn't work out with them.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yep.
Yeah, and the reason why is I didn't ask the right questions to be able to see if they fit in that position perfectly. So that's what we're going to talk about today, some questions that the interviewer, what they may ask you, so how you may respond to see if you're right for that position. One of the first questions they come in and they ask you, what do they say? They say, hey, can you tell me a little bit about yourself? Why do you think that's a hard question, or is that a hard question to answer?
Well, it can be, because a lot of people make a mistake. When they say, tell me about yourself, they're not talking about your whole family and life history. They don't want to hear, you know, what kind of food you like, your pets, things like this. They want you to be work specific. Tell them quickly about your past work experiences, your strengths, and your good qualities that are going to help fit into their company and their culture. So avoid going into your life story. That's not what they're looking for, and that's a rookie mistake that a lot of people make on an interview.
Yeah, they just want two or three specific things to let them know about yourself of why you are good for this position.
Yeah, you're right. And speaking of common questions that they tend to ask, another one is, what is your greatest strength? And and a lot of times people don't take the opportunity to dive into this question. Here is your chance now to brag about yourself. This is the one time where it's okay to brag about yourself. Because you want to give a story, actually. So take advantage of the opportunity when you have their ear. Tell a story about your strength and how it's worked out in the past. Don't make claims that you can't really substantiate, things that seem pretty far-fetched. Nobody is going to believe that you're a superhero or something like that. Make it realistic, but use a story, because stories are engaging. It gets people interested, wanting to learn more. Don't come in there just with a canned response, but take advantage of this opportunity.
Yeah, because like you said, it's the time to let them know. But we have to, like you said, give a story or have examples in our minds about us to show that how we are people, persons, whatever position it is, we have to know that position and that can help. You know, and then that brings me to another thing, because we're talking about that position. Sometimes they may ask you, they say, well, what do you know about this company? Or how did you hear about us? And sometimes that question, it just may seem general, but that question is important too. Why do you think it's important for us when they ask us, well, what do you know about us?
When you answer that correctly, it shows a level of excitement. It also can show your preparedness. It shows if you did research on the company or if you didn't, because that could be the determining factor between you and another candidate. Let's say you know the company's been around 30 years, the CEO started it from the ground up, this and that, you're rattling off facts. They're impressed. Those are things that the average person does not know. But when you know them, you look like a superstar.
Yeah, because these are people who are proud of their job and their position, or they should be. So they want to know, will you have that same pride within your position if we hire you as we do? And if you haven't done any research, the website is so important. Go to the website, do your research, see what the company is, see the trends in there, and then that way you're able to adapt your answer to be able to show how you can fit that company.
Yeah, that's a good one. Now, here's one I want to present to you. This is funny in my mind, because here's a common question. People say, why do you want to work for us? Now, you've probably been asked that question, or you've asked somebody that question. What's the wrong thing to say?
Because I need a job?
Yeah, exactly. You know, you will be surprised how many people think that they're quote unquote cute or funny by answering the question this way. But really, that's not the time to be auditioning for a comedian. You want to let them know. Talk about, like you said, the specific things about their company that you like. Show them why you're passionate about going for this position. And also, be complimentary. Tell them, I've heard this is a great place to work, things of that nature, because everybody likes to be flattered, but you don't want to go overboard with that. But at the same time, don't get cute.
Yeah, this isn't the time for that. This is still business. You don't have the job yet. This is just the job interview. So back away from trying to be cute. Show your personality, but back away from trying to be cute. Here's a good common one, especially if you're going to be in positions of whatever position, if you're going to be higher up or just even mid-level. One question they get asked, they say, tell me about a challenge or conflict you faced at work in the past, and how have you dealt with it?
That's a tough one. A lot of people at this point, I've seen, they go into a story and they start bashing everybody in their past. Oh, I used to work with this idiot, and I used to supervise these knuckleheads and things like that.
Yeah.
You don't want to start going in there bashing people. You don't want to be rambling. That's the wrong thing to do.
Yeah, because this is a time they're trying to see how you have handled problems, examples, specifics. And if you couldn't even handle someone's minor or the large problems in your past, how are you going to be able to handle some of the same problems in the future? So this is important to have a good example in mind. Sometimes they may ask you two or three ways. Give me an example of a time that you had a conflict. Give me an example of a time that you didn't agree with the manager and how you handled it. Give me an example of what you did to make the place better. This is the time that to use your example, to use your experience, to practice beforehand so that you can give the right answer to show how you can still fit with that company.
You are exactly right. The word that you said that sticks out is practice. In fact, if you do some research on this question, this is one of the most common questions that trips people up. There's a method that you can use. It's called the STAR method. And I really wasn't... Yes, the STAR method. It stands for situation, task, action, and result. So that comes into play when you're telling that story. When they ask you, what was the problem and how did you overcome it? Explain the situation, explain the task, explain the action that you took, and then explain the result. That way it comes across as a natural story and it's methodical and shows that you are able to come to a good resolution, and it shows that you have your head screwed on straight pretty much.
And that STAR method, and just like a real star that's in the sky, at nighttime, you just can't help but to see it shine. So if you practice these before and you use those STAR methods, you just can't help but to shine on the interviews.
Yeah, and that's that's what we all want to do. We want to shine. Hey, you know what? Before we wrap up, why don't you give us the final tip? I know there's many more things that we can do, but let's just wrap up this segment today with one last tip that a lot of people don't think about.
Now, here's one final tip. I remember the first time that I received this, it shocked me. But it put that person in mind, and I hired that person, and it worked out. That person gave me a thank you note after the interview.
Are you talking about, like, handwritten? I mean, old school, like, what, George Washington, you know, right? Pen and paper.
I'm talking about a little thank you note, a little thank you card that it said, Dear Charles, thank you for the interview, blah, blah, blah. And it was handwritten, it said, sincerely, such and such. But yes, a handwritten note that got mailed. Actually went and mailed and it stamped and it came to me and it made the biggest impression upon me. Now, I know you're a big advocate of that. Why do you think that's important to give a note after the interview?
Just in general, it shows how thoughtful that you are. It shows the level of engagement. You also went through some effort to do that. And the way I like to look at this is, let's say it's down to two candidates, you versus someone else. One of you sent the thank you note. To me, that's the tiebreaker.
Yes, that is true. And that is the little bits that we're trying to focus on. It's just those little things to give you that little edge so that we can become a star, so that we can shine. Knowing these questions prior, it gives you an advantage over them. And remember, you have already had the interview, so they've already weeded through the resumes and they picked you out. So don't be nervous. Just do the extra bit that you can do so that you can land that position and we can continue to live that life of a gentleman.
This was a good one, Charles. I look forward to next week. But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's dive into this interview. Sound good?
Let's go.
And now it's time for this week's segment of The Gentleman's News. Exclusive interviews with exceptional people discussing all things gentleman, from business to fashion to lifestyle, industry leaders, authors, and more. This is The Gentleman's News.
Welcome to this edition of The Life of a Gentleman podcast. And this week we have a special guest on the line with us. We have Kevin from CustomCutShirts.com. And what they do is they eliminate your oversized, puffy, and baggy shirts with their service, which is a very simple and easy-to-use process, one that I'm happy to say I've used myself and absolutely have fallen in love with. So welcome to the show. Kevin, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great today. I'm glad you were able to join us and tell everybody about your great service. It's custom-cut shirts. Could you tell us how did you come up with this idea? I mean, this is revolutionary.
So my younger brother has always been a really good dresser. I noticed he was dressing really nice for the last couple of years, and I thought he was just spending a lot of money getting his shirts tailored and buying really high-end shirts. He kept sending me links to, like, iTailor and things like that, saying, hey, dude, you've got to start tailoring your shirts. It makes a really big difference. And I knew it made a big difference because I could see it on him, but I never really took it seriously. So finally one day he pulled me aside and was like, listen, I started experimenting tailoring my own shirts, and he's like, I really want to, let me tailor one of your shirts for you. I want to show you how big of a difference it makes. He's like, I know that as soon as you wear one tailored shirt, you're never going to want to wear a shirt that's not tailored again, because it just makes a massive difference. I was like, okay, I'll try it. So I gave him one of my shirts. He took a couple measurements, brought it back to me the next day, and I loved it. From that point forward, I wouldn't wear any of my other shirts that weren't tailored. I went and got all the rest of my shirts tailored. So that was the beginning. It was just such a big impact for me that we were thinking there must be other people that would want to do the same thing. So we decided that we would just throw up a website, kind of test it out a little bit, reach out to some people and see if they liked it. So we offered the service. We reached out to some guys on Instagram and offered to tailor some of the shirts for free. They said yes, so they sent us some shirts. We tailored them. They loved them, and so they shared it with their followers, and we started getting customers off of that. So it kind of just blossomed from there, and so that's how it's happened. It's been about 6 months now since we started.
Oh, very nice. And that's the way businesses usually get started. Somebody has an idea or a need, and they go ahead and try to execute on that. And man, you guys really knocked it out of the park, because I just received my first batch of shirts back from you. And I can't stress enough how impressed I am. Like you said, I'm never going back. So everybody out there, if you're tired of having a baggy shirt, Kevin, I'll let you speak to this. A lot of times when you buy a shirt at a department store and you get it home, what happens?
It never fits.
Yeah.
It's almost always too big, because they have to kind of keep it generic size. There's so many different body types, they can't really make it fit, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Now, what would be the difference between your service and actually getting a shirt custom made for you?
I think a big part of it is probably the price. I think if you had a custom shirt made, it would probably run you, I've seen sites up to several hundred dollars, and you know, we're down in like the $20 range. So I think that's probably the biggest difference.
Yeah, and that's the amazing part for me that was really an eye-opener, because I have searched for custom shirts online, and you're right, it's usually at the minimum $100 to $200. And then to find this service that provides it for such an affordable price, you're really getting the same look for pennies on the dollar.
Yeah, absolutely. There's something to be said for like fabric quality and things like that, but you can get a huge chunk of having an expensive, nice looking shirt without it being a really expensive shirt. You can buy a $20 shirt and get it fitted and it'll look like a $100 shirt. Whereas you could get a $100 shirt and if it's not fitted, it's going to look like a $20 shirt.
Now that's an awesome point. Yeah, that's definitely a good point, what you said there. Now, if you could, Walk us through this process, okay? How does it work for a customer?
You come to the website, and we've got some pretty straightforward instructions on the measurements you have to take. First thing you do is your torso, so you take your chest measurement, and then you take your measurement over your stomach, and then you take your hip measurement, which would be just like down right around your butt area. Okay. And then you also do a bicep measurement. So we take your four measurements, you enter them in there, tell us how many shirts you would like to send us, enter your payment information and make your payment, and then we'll give you an address where you can ship us your shirts. We tailor them within a couple of days and ship them back to you. Usually people get their shirts within a little over a week, depending on how long shipping takes.
Yeah, that's exactly how I did it. The measurement was very easy to do. And the awesome thing that I noticed on your website, you have a video that shows the proper way to take your measurement. So it takes all the guesswork out of it. I love that.
Yeah, I'm glad I helped out.
Now, why is fit so important, do you think, when it comes to shirts or really any piece of clothing?
That is a good question. I don't really understand exactly why it is, but in my mind, I feel like it's the most important thing to your look. If you want to look clean cut, getting the right fit is more important than anything else, I think. It's more important than the colors or the quality of the fabric or anything. The easiest, most effective way to look nice is to make sure your clothes fit well.
Yeah, that's been noted by a lot of stylists time and time again that you have to get the fit right. Like you mentioned earlier, what good is a high quality shirt if it's all baggy and puffed out? Just not a good look at that point.
Mm-hmm.
What are some plans for the future? Are you guys planning on just sticking with shirts, or do you think you'll expand sometime down the line?
Almost every one of our customers immediately says, hey, can you tailor my jackets as well? So we're experimenting with that. We may do it, we may not, it depends. We've developed a pretty streamlined system to be able to do shirts affordably, which is why we're able to do it so cheap. Jackets are a little harder, so we don't know if we'll go that way or not. We have to get the quality to where we're happy with it or if people are going to offer that. But the other thing we're going to be launching probably this week is the ability to just order shirts directly from us. So what we're trying to do is reach out to companies that make good, high-quality shirts. And so we can order those in bulk, and then you can just order them directly from our website along with your measurements, and you can just get the shirt tailored. So we aren't making shirts from scratch, but we'll find high-quality shirts and send them to you tailored to your size. So we'll be launching that soon.
Oh, we'll definitely have to look out for that. That sounds like a great idea. Another way that you're offering some convenient service to customers.
Yes, exactly. You could go to the store and buy the shirt yourself and ship it to us, and we can tailor it and send it back, which is great. But if you can just order it directly from us, you can save a little shipping, save a little time. It should work out well, I think.
Yeah, I think so as well. I think it'll be great. Now, one thing I noticed and I looked for when I got my shirts back, I wanted to see if I noticed anywhere where the stitching looked funny or noticeable. And for you listeners, you can't even tell. How do you guys do this?
It's pretty straightforward. We just have an overlock machine, and it just makes sure you get a good high quality one. And we have a fair amount of experience now, especially with the seamstresses we're using. There's just a lot of experience behind it, because someone who doesn't know what they're doing can mess it up pretty easily. But we've got some high quality seamstresses working on it. So.
Okay, that was my next question. I was wondering if you were trained as a seamstress or a tailor, or if you have a team that works with you and you guys kind of handle the marketing.
Yeah, I personally don't do it. I've never touched a sewing machine. Well, I did when I was a kid and I sewed my finger, but
okay.
But no, we have a team that's very qualified.
Yeah, the work was impeccable, I must say. So hats off to you and your team for delivering.
Okay, glad to hear it.
Yeah, definitely. Happy to say I had a chance to try it, and that's why I wanted to have you on and let everyone know about a great service like this. Now,
yeah, I'm really happy to be here.
Oh, thank you. Now, some people may be listening from different parts of the world, say Canada. We have some listeners there, or Mexico, and some in Europe. Can they utilize your service as well?
We've had this question before. We haven't allowed it yet, but we need to. We've had enough interest now. We're going to open it up, especially with Canada and Mexico. Europe might be a little harder. That might be expensive enough that you might be better off finding a local tailor. But
yeah,
but Canada and Mexico, I think we can make that work.
Yeah, probably so. Yeah, I would see that. We'll look forward to that in the future as you guys expand. As you said, it's been about 6 months. So what's it been like starting this business with your brother?
It's been really cool. It's been slow. Like, we've gotten really good feedback. We haven't had a single unhappy customer. Everyone raves about it. We get a lot of referrals. It's actually where most of our traffic comes from, so that's a really good indicator. So it's slow, but it's been awesome, and we've really enjoyed it.
Yeah, and that's the way business goes. You know, you start off slow and steady, but that word of mouth, I'm sure, is going to build for you. And hopefully having the chance to tell your story on shows like this will help out as well, because I definitely felt it was good that everyone get a chance to hear about it. And hopefully everyone gets a chance to check it out, because I know there's a lot of guys out there with puffy shirts.
Way too many.
Yeah, way too many. And you're eliminating them one at a time. Before we wrap up and say goodbye, could you please let us know how we can get in touch with you or your social media so those can follow you or give this service a try?
Yeah, absolutely. We're just basically at Custom Cut Shirts everywhere. Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, at Custom Cut Shirts.
Oh, nice and easy. Custom Cut Shirts, we got it. So before we go, we do like to ask people this final question. What does living the life of a gentleman mean for you?
That is a good question. I always like the idea. I've heard it said that you should make sure that with every interaction you have with someone else, I guess this is kind of a negative way to say it, but if someone is going to get the short end of the stick, you make sure that it's you.
No, that makes sense.
And the positive way of that is always make sure that you are going above and beyond and helping them more than they're helping you. I think that's a pretty good way to look at being a gentleman.
Yeah, I do too. I definitely agree with you. And I can tell the way that you handle your customer service, that's the way you're running your business as well. So again, thank you for coming on and joining us, letting us know about this service. Everyone, please check out Custom Cut Shirts and have them give you a tailored look for way less than the price of getting a shirt custom made for you. Thank you, Kevin.
Absolutely. Hey, can I throw one more thing in there?
Oh, definitely. Please.
I was just listening to one of your recent episodes, and he threw in a little a special offer for your guests. I'm wondering if I can do that as well.
Oh, sure. We'd love that. Go right ahead.
Cool. So I liked what he did. He just said, use the coupon code TLOG, which stands for The Life of a Gentleman. If you use that during checkout, I'll give you 50% off your first shirt.
Oh, wow. 15% off?
50. Half.
Whoa. 50% off. Man, my mind just got blown. Okay. You guys have to, you have no choice now but to check out Custom Cut Shirts. Use the code TLOG and get 50% off your first shirt. Kevin, we want to thank you for that extraordinary offer for our listeners. Everyone, please check these guys out. They're doing some amazing work. And thanks for coming on The Life of a Gentleman today, Kevin.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Here's a brief word from our sponsor. This podcast has been brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel. Visit them online for a great selection of neckties, pocket squares, and menswear accessories. Want to really step up your style? Join their monthly subscription club. For $25 per month, you'll receive one necktie plus four additional matching accessories. And now it's time for the segment we like to call The Gentleman's Look. A look into fashion, style, and accessories. This is The Gentleman's Look.
Welcome back, everyone, to another edition of The Gentleman's Look with Dennis Stiles. Dennis, how's it going today?
Hey, how you doing, Rich? Nice to be back.
It was a pleasure meeting you for the first time, my man. For all you guys that don't know, I've known Rich for about a year and a half, and I finally got a chance to meet him in person. We kicked back, had a few drinks, like real gentlemen, and it was cool, man. So hopefully we could do it again, my man.
Yeah, that was great. I had a chance to come out your way, and we got together, had a nice meal. It's fun when you get to meet somebody in person, because I know we've worked together and collaborated on some projects.
Yeah.
But when you get to meet in person, it's a great time.
Yeah, man. I know it was a wild night over there in Philadelphia. You know Philadelphia is this wild city, man. What more is it to expect?
Yeah, I didn't know what to expect with Philadelphia, but I tell you what, that's a big city, and I've got to get back there because I didn't get to see everything I wanted to see. Saw a few things quickly. Saw that big market downtown.
Oh, man, how amazing was the market and the food, man. By the way, did you do any tastings with food, coffee, cheesesteaks?
Yeah, we tried the cheesesteak, and, you know, I'm going to be honest. I wasn't blown away by it, and the thing was, I was so looking forward to it the whole time, but like they say, some things rarely live up to the hype, you know, but I tell you, the city made up for it, though. The city made up for it. And also, I got to see the Rocky statue. I did the tourist thing, so.
Wait, did you run up that statue, man? Did you have somebody record you doing that? I need proof of that, man.
Yeah, no. I didn't run, but I made it to the top.
And then that's when you scream, Adrian!
Yeah, I had a good time, though. Definitely, it was a fun time.
So you're telling me that you could have had that cheesesteak in a more food court?
it wasn't quite that bad, but it wasn't... Didn't knock my socks off, put it like that.
So next time you go to Philly, you got to treat Richard better than this, man. You got to get him a better cheesesteak.
Yeah, if anybody's listening from Philadelphia, please email us, podcast@harrisonblakeapparel.com, and let us know the best cheesesteak spot in Philly, because a little known hole in the wall, that's where I usually like to eat. That's where you get the best food. I should have did that. I'm kicking myself now.
All right, man. One more thing, man, before we move on to braces. Next drinks is on you, by the way, man.
Oh, man. Sounds good. You can hold me to that.
All right, man. So let's move on to the topic in hand, which is jewelry. I mean, there was a point in time where jewelry would be used to describe what women like to wear, right? But that's changed, my friends. Jewelry now has expanded to men, which means more and more and more bracelets, rings. Now, the key to jewelry is don't stop at one bead. Just keep on rocking more beads. Rings, you could wear them in one hand. Maybe you could wear three or two in one hand. It's kind of like a way to give your look, you know, a little bit more pizzazz instead of boring. Let me wear my watch or, you know, a wedding band, and that's it. Which, that's how gentlemen, you know, that's how they wear their, you know, jewelry. Nowadays, it's more to it than that. Me, personally, I like rings. There was a time when you had a ring in one of your subscription boxes. Man, I love that ring, and I was hoping you bring that back soon, man. So, tell us a little bit about what made you use the ring as part of your accessories for your subscription box.
Well, you know, I thought it would be something cool that was going to differentiate us from some of the other options that are out there. And it went over pretty well. I think everybody liked it. It was actually a pretty good quality ring. The feedback was amazing because there was a lot of guys, as you mentioned, that didn't wear rings or jewelry. And so this was their first kind of experience with it. And when they put it on, I think it boosted their confidence. They liked the way it looked. So hopefully we can do that again in the future. And I remember you saying how much you liked it. So I do appreciate that. And I like to wear it myself. I think the ring is a great accessory. It can add some individuality and some character to your personality.
Exactly. Now, the thing with rings is a lot of the times, you know, you come across size issues. I think the perfect size would be a 7, because you could interchange it on every finger. Now, when it comes to rings, you don't necessarily have to wear it, but guys think they could just, oh, if it doesn't fit this finger, that's it, I can't wear it. It doesn't work like that. You could wear it in whatever finger it fits, man.
Yeah, you can do that. You can, you know, you can also get your ring sized. It can go up, it can go down. If you take it to a reputable jeweler, and they can do that for you. It really doesn't cost that much. And like you said in past episodes, when you're buying something that is quality, you want to make sure that it fits comfortably. You obviously don't want the ring sliding off your finger, and you don't want it too tight, because that's just not comfortable. So see a jeweler, you know, if you're making that investment, get the ring sized.
Exactly. And also another thing I forgot to mention was necklaces too. You could wear, I mean, those are amazing to wear with a low-cut crew neck t-shirt and a blazer. The reason why I said that, because I had that look yesterday on my IG, so go check that out.
Yeah, definitely, we'll check that out.
Yeah, so I mean, the more the better, you know. Be free with it, dress it up. If you're wearing it with a t-shirt, just wear a longer necklace, let it dangle, man, and just pocket square, you're good to go, man. That's a way to name penny loafers, of course. Guys, use bracelets on top of your watches. It's always a good look, man. How do you feel about that, Rich?
Yeah, Charles and I touched on this in a past episode where we talked about jewelry, and you're right, you can pair your watch with the bracelet, and it's a solid look. One thing I remember we did mention is you might want to be careful that you don't overdo it with jewelry, there's no need to kind of put your necklace on display per se. Like you said, with a nice V-neck, everybody's going to see it. It's just really a subtle accent piece, and you don't need to overdo it, but it really, really, really can add such a nice look to your wardrobe.
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes you just wear a watch and, you know, guys be like, okay, I got a nice watch on. Add on. That's what separates the regular fashion guy with the fashion gurus, you know. They're able to implement things, you know, without trying too hard, and it still comes off organic.
Exactly. That's the word I was looking for. You don't have to force it, but it really can make a difference. It can kind of elevate your status or how people look at you. And when I say that, I don't mean that you're just trying to impress people. But what I mean is, it just seems like you have yourself kind of more put together when you have a little bit of jewelry on. There's nothing to be afraid of. If you haven't done it, okay, well, start small. Start with one bracelet. See what happens. I guarantee you, you're going to get some compliments.
That's a good point, because once you start out with one bead, then you add on another bead, and that's the way it works. Now, another piece of jewelry that I want to bring up here that I'm a fan of, they use it mostly in Europe. Some guys use it here. Pocket chain. I mean, those are amazing, man. If you ever have a suit, you got a nice crisp white shirt tucked in, pocket chain on the side, I mean, that sets you apart, man, from a lot of gentlemen. So definitely, guys, go get yourself a pocket chain. Those are a little bit more costly than your average jewelry, but well worth it.
Yeah, you're right. That's more of a European look, and it's going to take a little bit more confidence to pull off that look. So
yeah, that one's out there.
Yeah, if you're not comfortable with that, as we always say on the show, if you're not comfortable with it, don't do it, because it's going to be a dead giveaway. Everybody's going to know that you're uncomfortable.
Like you're trying to do something that's like, not happening.
Right, you know, so. Yeah.
But
yeah,
that's just an option for gentlemen. One tip about jewelry is it's not expensive, so it's very affordable. And you can also find it in, actually, your subscription box offered a nice little bead neck bracelet, which I have to say, man, it was a hit, man.
I appreciate it. Yeah, we have bracelets from time to time. I think the one you're talking about was in the September subscription. It was a blue stone beaded bracelet. Kind of the accent piece on there was a silver lion's head, which really made it pop. And it was a hit. I got a lot of good feedback on that this month, so thank you.
The way to layer that, guys, is if you got a lion head, keep that just one lion head and add on some beads to it. That way that one stands out, but you're still layering it with just regular beads.
Yeah.
Don't have like five lion heads coming across each other.
Yeah, no, that would overdo it. That would almost look weird. So, yeah, don't overdo it with jewelry. Got to be careful. Just take baby steps when it comes to jewelry.
All right, man. In conclusion, pretty much, jewelry is for guys now. So own it. Use it more. Layer it. Keep it on top of your counter so you're able to see it. Oh my God, I forgot to wear my jewelry today. Put it on, man. The more, the better. And if you're not comfortable with it, like Rich said, you know, little by little, just wear one. Weeks pass by, add another one, and that's how it works pretty much in fashion, man. It's all about comfortable.
Yep, it's all about being comfortable. It's all about being confident, because if you're not comfortable with it, the people around you are going to know it. It's going to be a dead giveaway.
All right, so in conclusion, Philly cheesesteak is Philly. Is overrated.
One man's opinion.
But let's not lose hope on Rich Gannon's cheesesteak in Philly the right way. So if you have any spots, hot spots in Philly where you get a nice cheesesteak, make sure you email the Life of a Gentleman podcast.
That sounds good, Dennis, man. This was a good conversation. We'll talk to you next time.
All right, brother.
Well, gentlemen, that completes another episode of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. This week, we had another great episode where we talked about job interview questions at the beginning. We know a lot of us are advancing in our careers, and so it's very important that we're able to ace that job interview. Next, we had an exciting discussion about a great business called Custom Cut Shirts. So we'd like to send a special thank you to Kevin for coming on the show today. And everyone, please remember to check out CustomCutShirts.com so you can eliminate those baggy unsightly shirts that you have in your closet. Lastly, we had Dennis come on once again and talk to us during the gentleman's look. We always look forward to the style tips that he gives out every week. Before we close, I'd like to personally thank my co-host Charles for being a part of the podcast. Also, once again, to our guests and contributors, thank you for being part of the Life of a Gentleman. Once again, please also, could you rate, review, and subscribe to the Life of a Gentleman podcast? We would certainly appreciate it. It helps us to be able to produce content like this for yourself and for others. Before we go, next week, we want to invite you back. Every Monday at 3 p.m., we have a new exciting episode, and we look forward to talking to you then.
These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties and lapel pins. Join the Harrison Blake Monthly Subscription Club. Each month, they deliver one necktie plus four additional matching accessories for only $25. This is the easy way to build or enhance your wardrobe. To learn more and subscribe, visit HarrisonBlakeApparel.com. These messages are also brought to you by DeAndra Marie, a young, talented female host who conducts interviews, event coverage, and produces the Life of a Gentleman podcast. For inquiries on how to be featured, please visit www.itsdeandramarie.com.